Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude. Words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you, praise.
I don't think y'all hear me. Praise the Lord,
praise
everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I am Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. I am your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for all of you who have tuned in, who's out there on Blog Talk Radio Land. Hallelujah. And for all of you who have called into the switchboard on tonight. Hallelujah. I just want to start off saying, this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now the CC, O Lord of the CC, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for all of you on tonight. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show. And on tonight, we present King with Riches, seated in heavenly places. I think I need to say that again. On tonight, for everybody out there in radio world, everybody out there on the switchboard and listening and tuning in and texting in, tonight is called Kings with Riches, seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And on tonight, we have a dynamic show on tonight. This is the last one of the year. And I just praise God and thank you for the opportunity and privileges to come to you on tonight. I just want to thank God for all the I Am Royalty listeners who made I Am Royalty Blog Talk Top 20 Show of the Year. Hallelujah. I thank God for all my radio listeners and everyone that called in on tonight. And on tonight, I'm telling you, come with your cup empty. Come with your plate out. Come with your baskets ready to get full on tonight. Because on tonight, we have some powerful kings with riches on tonight. On tonight, we have some powerful men of God who's going to go boldly to the throne of grace and begin to tell us what the Lord is saying for 2011. On tonight, we have some powerful men of God that's going to give us a right now rhema word fresh from off the press from heaven. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for you, and I just want you to know that we're moving forward in 2011, and we won't be stopped, and there's something in our future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. I want you to know that in this season, you're walking in greatness, you're walking in excellence, you're walking in prosperity, you're walking in success, and whatever you want God to do, expect the unexpected in 2011, meaning whatever you want God to do, you just expect him to do it just like that, because you have not because you ask now. Asking it shall be given unto you. Knocking the door shall open and seek, and you shall find for 2011. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God, hallelujah, on tonight, because I'm excited on tonight. I'm ready on tonight. I'm just waiting for these men to be just begin to speak and say what the Lord has given them on tonight. Hallelujah. And I want to present to some and introduce to others these powerful men of God. It's going to be three men represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're kings with riches sitting in heavenly places. I want to introduce to some and present to others my spiritual father, the man of God who saw the best in me when no one else was around to see the best in me, begin to call me out of those dark places and begin to allow God to use me. I want to present to some and introduce to others Apostle Michael V. Robinson. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I know you can say hallelujah, because what this man is going to give you on tonight is going to be promises for what God is going to use them for your life for 2011. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Ooh, Jesus, I'm telling you. It's going to be so dynamic on tonight on the airwaves, because on last night, I'm telling you, we got a transfer on last night. Hallelujah. I'm not even going to talk too much. I'm going to let him tell you about the transfer. But on last night, we got a transfer deposit from God. Hallelujah. I want to present to some and introduce to others an awful man of God. It's my little brother, such an awful man of God. Him and Apostle was on my TV show about a few weeks ago, and they tore up the television land. Hallelujah. Minister John Wilkins from Peter's Rock Ministries. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And I want to introduce the other, I praise God, hallelujah, an awful man of God that I met from coming to our church about almost a year ago, a powerful man of God. And I'm telling you, just such an awful man of God, a brother, and I'm telling you, just whatever I ask him to do in the kingdom of God, he just so wonderful to say, yes, I will, sister. Yes, I will do it for you. I praise God. I want to introduce the summer for this to others. Bishop Patrick Tate of Continuing Praise Ministries. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Whatever you want tonight. I'm telling you, have your ink pens, your pencils ready, because I know that on tonight these men are going to have something to say. And then later on in the show, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to let each and every one of you begin to ask these men of God questions of what the Lord is saying in your life. But if you have your phone, if there's noise in the background, because this show is being recorded live right now, I want you to push mute and listen in. And then when I say that you all can begin to speak, I'll have you introduce yourself and where you're from, and you begin to ask these men of God, you know, questions about your life and what the Lord is saying to you for 2011. But right now, this show is being recorded live because a lot of people that are not able to tune in right now listening, later on tonight they can get off work and come in and listen to this show recording live. Hallelujah. So if you have any noise in the background, please push mute on your phone as these men of God begin to go forth. Hallelujah. Apostle Michael Robinson, I just want you just to begin to say something. I want you and Mr. John Wilkins and Bishop Patrick Tate to begin to say something to the people before I begin to go in and ask you all questions. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I'm just honored to be here with these other great men of God and some of these women of God that's on the phone. I thank God for what he's getting ready to do in this season. And I'm praying and positioning myself to be in the spot to be able to receive what God is getting ready to do. Associate Pastor, I appreciate you for having me on, and I'm excited about sharing with the people of God so that we can upbuild the kingdom because, you know, God has never intended for one man to make it by himself. We're all to be helpers one to another. So we want to help build the kingdom of God together and assist in each other getting to the kingdom and getting to that place God has promised. It's not about one man trying to be so great and be there before the other one. But it's about how many souls you can win for the kingdom and how many you can go in with. So that's what our endeavor is, to work the kingdom, to line up with the will of God, and just to allow God to do new things in us for this coming year that we've never experienced before. We want to make ourselves totally available to God going into this new year so we can experience things of him that has been totally unheard and unseen for our lives.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God, praise God.
Amen.
Minister John Wilkins, I want you to begin to just say something briefly to the people of God that's listening on tonight.
Amen. I'm in an agreement status with the apostle, and I find myself in the same situation where I'm just trying to position myself and put others in the same position to receive what God has for them.
Amen.
As we move forward into the next year, we also understand that tomorrow is never promised to us. So we
Amen.
All want to make sure that what we do on today is done for Christ and not for ourselves. And once we learn how to get out of a perspective of what can I get out of everything, but how can I bless someone else, that's how we'll learn how to become truly a blessing to the people of God. And I'm just excited about the upcoming year. I'm excited about God like never before, because just in this month alone, he's done a lot for me. So I have no reason nothing else than just be excited about God being God.
Glory to God.
There's been blessings that I'll probably get into a little bit later on, just in this month alone, that it just keeps me ecstatic about just serving the true and mighty God. And I'm just looking
Amen.
Forward to having a glorious time on this radio show as well as moving forward into the next year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Is Bishop Patrick Tate on the line right now? Okay. Hallelujah. We're going to go forward in the questionings right now. I already have some people already to question, ask some questions through the Corey, through the text messaging. And the first question is for you, Apostle Michael.
Okay.
There's a man of God that just texted, and he said, what can he do for 2011 to enhance his blessings that he will not make the same mistake that he made in 2010?
Jesus. Oh, God, that's going to be a long answer. Because I just want to cover the time that we're living in. Listen, I thank God for people. The Lord is saying that he's getting ready to raise up a new body of believers. There's people who's been in church, around the church, who's been able to brag about how spotless their lives is, how they've never made certain mistakes. But God says if you want to reach people in this end time, God says, I need folks who've made mistakes. I need folks who've been broken.
Amen.
I need folks who went through depression. I need folks who didn't even know how they were going to get out of bed the next day to face a
Come
new day.
Now.
God said, I'm looking for people who've been totally busted down to nothing. And if I came, I transformed their life, and I turned their life around. God said, these are the people he's calling for. And I'm noticing, as I hear people testify, I'm hearing more testimonies about, I was tied up in a relationship where my heart wasn't there. I was tied up in an abusive marriage. I'm hearing more and more testimonies of degradating things. And God is saying, I don't want you to be embarrassed. I want to get the glory out of your life. And I want to show folks so I can take a bad situation and pull some good out of it and glorify my name. So this season, the best way that I know how is to keep from making the same mistakes. Number one, be honest with where you come from. We don't have to be proud of a lot of places we came from. Amen. We don't have to hang it out in the streets. But we need to at least recognize between ourselves and God, that's where I used to be. That's where I was. And from that point on, you begin to build a relationship with God. And sometimes, keeping from going back to where you came from, that entails having new friends, having new associates. Because sometimes God has a destiny for our lives, but depending on who we got in our circle, they will detour our destiny. So we got to be mindful who we got in our circle. Sometimes that means cutting loose some leeches. That means cutting loose some folks who don't mean us no good. That means cutting loose some folks that say they love us, but the only time they love us is when we're doing for them. They never have nothing to do for us. So we got to learn how to cut those people loose and look back. Listen, when we look back and we declare that where I was, I'll never be again, and if we keep God as our lead, he'll make sure that doesn't happen. But I don't want anybody on this line to ever be totally embarrassed or ashamed of where they come from. Actually, that's a testimony of being able to say that's where God brought me from. So going forward into the new year, I don't believe in resolutions and all that kind of stuff. I just believe in praying for the strength of God to be better today. And I'm learning something as I live and as I get older. Don't try to live saved from year to year. If you can just live saved from day to day and let God take care of itself. And let next week take care of itself. But, Lord, if you can just keep me saved all day today.
Yes.
And then let tomorrow be
Lord.
Tomorrow. I'm noticing that God will work with you on where you are. And he'll take you to the next level. So we have to first, as this young man asks, what can I do to keep from making the same mistake? First, be honest. It don't matter who's going to laugh at you, who's going to look at you, who's going to point their finger. It's about what God's going to think of you. It's about how you've got your relationship fixed with God. Be honest and say, that's where I've been. Evaluate where you are now, and then get in your spirit where you want to go, and believe God to carry you there, and make sure we stay humble, because I see a lot of people who God has delivered from certain things, and they forget where the Lord has brought them from. And if we're not careful, we'll have to repeat some of the same things we came out of, because we'll forget God. So we want to remember God, we want to stay humble, and we want to make sure we keep him first and be honest with where we've come from and let where we've come from be a testimony and not a repeat occurrence for us.
Amen, amen. Praise God. That was a wonderful, powerful answer for the man of God. He's putting my God on there. Hallelujah. So I know that means that you touched him. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I have a question for you, Minister John Wilkins. There's a woman on here. She says that right now she's in a relationship, and she's caught between two worlds. She wants you to be able to give her some advice for what she can do for 2011.
I said she's caught between two worlds.
That's what she said, two worlds.
Okay, let me first remind and my sister, that the Bible teaches us that no man can serve two masters.
That's
so being caught in between two worlds, you have to make a decision. One world is going to lead to life, and the other world is going to lead to death. So you have to first make a decision. And if you choose death, then you can expect all kinds of hell, all kinds of chaos, all kinds of mischief, all kinds of confusion. But if you choose life, that's not saying that it's not going to be hard, because we understand that this walk that we walk is not an easy walk, but we have to walk it just like Apostle said, day by day instead of year by year.
Right.
And the thing that I found out in my personal walk with Christ is this: the more I try to seek God, the harder it seems to get. But that's only a test for me to see where exactly my faith truly lies. Because we have a lot of people that in this world, they tend to have faith on Sunday, but then come Sunday afternoon, their faith is gone. And that's the thing that God wants us to get away from. He don't want us to have the 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock faith, but he wants us to have the 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year faith. We have to understand that God is going to take care of us throughout and through everything. Now, if you put your faith in the devil, we understand that what he has for us is death and destruction. And I don't know about anybody else but me, I would rather choose life, because life is something that's beautiful. Life is something that's glorious. Life is something that everybody would want to be a part of, because everybody, when they think about death, they think about automatic darkness. They think about gloom. They think about destruction. They think about misery and things of that nature. And no one in their right mind really wants to have misery as a part of their life. So the first thing I would tell my sister is, first, you make a sound decision. And if this relationship that you're in is causing you to be caught in between these two worlds, then you have to first look at them and let them know that you either are going to stand for Christ or that's it. Because that's a lot of problems we have today with a lot of sisters in particular I run into, and they're telling me, well, I love this man, but, you know, he don't go to church, or he don't know God, and he ain't trying to get to know God. Well, my question is, okay, if he don't know God, he ain't trying to get to know God, why are you still there with him?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when we put ourselves in these situations, and it's kind of crazy, because we put ourselves in these situations, then we want to turn around and blame God. But God give us the ability to have choice. And that's what he gives us. When he gives us the ability to have choice, he puts it into our minds and into our hearts. Okay, look, you can either go this way or you can go that way. Now, when you make your decision, it's your decision. I was watching a movie on the other day, and it says the law-abiding citizen. And the man on the movie said, it's not making the decision is not the hard part. It's the living with the decision after you've made it. So once you have made up in your mind that you're going to live for Christ and nobody else or nothing else is going to stop you from living for Christ, then that relationship won't even be an issue. But now, if he's the one that's living for Christ and then you're the one that's not living for Christ, my sister, then I would advise you to get on board.
Come on.
So that's where I really sit with that. And in particular, Christians, we have a tendency to say that, well, Christians don't date, Christians don't do this, but at the same time, this is what I found out. You have to spend time with an individual to get to know that individual.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, you're going to go out on a date to find out how this person actually acts. You're not just going to pop up one day and then you're going to say, oh, well, yeah, that's the one, and that's it, unless it's divinely given to you by God. And a lot of people, you have to be really in tune with God to get that kind of definition
Amen.
About a person.
Amen.
So that's why I would advise my sister first is just, you know, just sit back and really evaluate. Is it me that's on the wrong side of the fence, or is it him?
Yeah.
And if I'm caught in between both of these worlds, then there's a decision that has to be made. And for 2011, again, my thing is that God already gave me my mantra for 2011, and it's accountability and responsibility. So
that's good.
I'm held in account for all of my decisions. I'm held in account for all my actions. And then it's my responsibility to carry out what I need to carry out. So what I'm saying is basically in gist is this: make a decision, live with the decision, and move on. And that's the best
Amen.
That I can give it to you.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. She said, thank you, Minister.
No problem.
Also, I want to ask you this question. I don't have anybody else texting in, but this is what God has given me to ask you.
Okay.
For the people that's listening all over right now and the people that's on the phone line. What is the Lord is saying to the people for 2011 in their finances?
In their finances. You know what? God is, and I touched on this a little bit last night. On finances this coming year, here's what God has for us this year, and I can kind of go along with what the minister says, because God spoke into my spirit that this is going to be a year of transfer for those of us who are trying to do the right thing by God and trying to be according to His word. God said there's going to be some transfers coming. Praise God. And the best example I can give you, as I was talking last night, is if you belong to a bank and if you use a certain account enough and that account begins to become depleted or depleted, you can pull from one of your other accounts, make a transfer, and you'll have everything that you need. God is saying if we line up with Him. Now, and I just have to be honest, as people of God, we all have wasted plenty of time. And if we all be honest, we all, from the biggest bishop to the littlest missionary, can't nobody point no fingers at the next one. We all have wasted precious time that God has assigned to us, because ain't none of us been totally obedient to what He's told us to do. Regardless if He's given us a commission, regardless if He's given us a call on our life, can't none of us say we've been walking 100% in the call that God has given us. But God is saying, I've given you plenty of time to rearrange that. I give you plenty of time to get that together. That's why that bullet didn't kill you when they were shooting in the neighborhood. That's why that car accident didn't take you out. Hallelujah. That's why the Lord let you smell that smoke before it turned into a full-fledged fire in your house. That's why you're still here. That's why others are going. I'm giving you an opportunity now to yield everything to me. And that's where I'm at. I want to yield everything to God. Enough of my time has been wasted. And I believe the saints of God feel the same way. We wasted plenty of time on foolishness, on being depressed, on waiting for folks who ain't trying to do right, loaning money to people who we knew wasn't going to pay us back in the first place, all that kind of stuff. So God is saying He wants us to be wiser going into the next year. And God said He wants us to stop looking for credibility from men. Stop waiting for pats on the back from them and start glorifying me. And God said when you start glorifying me and making me the focal point of your life, He says, I'm going to put everything in divine order. Here it is, the finances.
Thank you, Lord.
When we look at the year 2010, as we look at the word of God, Associate Pastor, if it's okay if I just go into this little word that we were sharing on last night.
Go ahead.
Okay, 2010, we were dealing with the things that God has taken us to. The number 11 is between 10 and between 12. 10 represents, according to the 25th chapter of Matthew, it represents there were 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And we understand that with these virgins, we understand that represented the total plan of salvation. It represented those who would be prepared and those who wouldn't be prepared. So God was saying in this parable is the total plan of salvation. 12, that marks an area of completion. So in between 10, which is divine order, and 12, which is a level of completion, we got something in the middle. 10 plus 1 is going to give us 11. 12 minus 1 is going to give us 11. So that means there's something we have to add to, and there's some things we're going to have to take away in order to be successful in this coming year. God has given me, through the saints of God, this is going to be a year of transformation. There's going to be transition, and there's going to be transfer. So in order for our finances to be blessed, there's some things we're going to have to transition. We're going to have to transfer some things and allow God to transfer some things in our life, because there are some things that we're sowing into, some things we're sowing into, some places we're giving our money into that's not beneficial for us. And if we're sowing money into things and into people that is not working for us, we need to cut that off and reposition our money so God can start making godly and heavenly transfers to us. Amen. I don't get on nobody, or I don't frown on nobody for habits and hang-ups that they have. I got one member that came to me, and they were honest. They said, "Apostle, I want you to pray with me. I still got a problem with going to the boat every once in a while." I didn't condemn them because, number one, they was honest enough to come to me and say, "Hey, I won't pray on this issue. I won't pray on this situation." And that's what the church has to get to. The church is going to have to stop pointing fingers and making fun of folks because we got people in the congregation that's still battling with stuff. The church has lied for years and made folks to believe everybody who's sitting in those pews is living right. And anybody that comes in from the outside is outside. But it's some people sitting in the pew that need to be delivered from stuff. If they don't want pride, it's some folks that come here, tote their Bible under their arm every Sunday, got a great big old hat on, and they still need God to do something for them. So we're all trying to position ourselves to be honest with God. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest. I can sometimes get a better lesson about how to live right from these fellas walking up and down the street than I can the people who testify every Sunday. Because it's real talk. It's real life. I'm not trying to tell you to go out in the street because I don't have to do what they do. But I'm hearing their testimony. I'm hearing them quote scriptures. And I'm hearing them say things like, "I'm not here because God put me out here. I'm here because of the choices I made." That's more honesty than some of the saints will have in the church. Because we'll hate on one another. We'll lie on one another. We'll put one another down. But these men is being honest. This man is saying, "I drink because I want to drink. It ain't because of my daddy was a drunk. It ain't because of my granddad. This is my choice." But the saints won't even use that same honesty. We'll find ourselves making excuses. But God say, in this last hour that we're living in, away with the excuses. Away with the backbiting. Away with the racism. We don't have no more time. Away with the pointing fingers at one another. Away with that I'm better than you and I'm less than you. Away with trying to cause division and separation. God said, "I'm calling for a people who is concerned about me and not concerned about themselves." And God said, "When you do that," now I'm getting to the answer. God said, "When you do that, I'm going to take care of every facet of your life. I'm going to take care of everything around you. I'm going to take care of your money. I'm going to take care of your house. I'm going to take care of your kids when you don't know where they at. I'm going to take care of your marriage when it seems like it's on the fritz. And that man who's been holding on to you for the longest who don't want to do right, I'm going to either give you the strength to leave him alone or I'm going to save him, one or the other. God said, when your ways line up with me, I'm going to take care of everything around." Man, that word is making me happy. "I'm going to take care of everything around you." Don't put your confidence in people. They're going to let you down. But God said, if you trust me, keep looking at me. God said, "I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to let you down. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to turn your situation around. And I'm getting ready to make your glorious, I'm making your name glorious among people because you put your faith in me." So my money, God is saying, if I keep paying my tithe, I keep paying my offering. And sometimes it's not even about, God gives us a commission to pay our tithe and offering. But what about the man who comes up to you and say, "You know what, pray for me. I'm out here on these streets. I'm hungry." There was a man that came up to me one time, and they kind of scorned me. And they said to me, they said, "Apostle, why you give that man money talking about he hungry? You know he getting ready to go and smoke that money up, or you know he getting ready to drink that money up." I said, "You know what, I have to be led by God. Because, number one, we have to remember this. If I'm giving something to somebody out of the kindness of my heart because they said they're hungry, listen, I don't want to be on the other end of not feeding a man that might have been really hungry because of the lifestyle I think he carried. I want to go ahead and be a blessing by God." And guess what? If he goes and smoke that money up, I'm just a living witness that while he hitting that rock, God is going to let something resonate in his spirit that said, "Lord, help me. I'm hitting this rock off this man's money who I lied and told him I was going to get something to eat. Help me." That might be the last rock he smoked because of the seed I sowed in. So that's what God is looking for. He wants us to stop all this judgmental stuff. I was brought up in the church. Sometimes them the worst ones that was raised in the church. I was born in the church. And they think they got a monopoly on salvation. You still got some things you need God to do for you. So God is saying the more we try to make our ways line up with him, the more he's going to perfect our way and perfect us. And God, as I said, God is looking for people who are going to be honest. Saints of God, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've made some bad choices since I've been saved. I made some wrong turns since I've been saved. I made some wrong turns since I've been saved. But I tell you one thing, it sure makes a stronger relationship with God. When you find out ain't nothing worse, my walk with God. I've turned loose everything to have a peaceful walk with God. So God is saying, according to your finances, when we line up with him and our ways line up with him and we try to do the best we can to live according to that word, God said, I'm going to take care of everything and I'm going to transfer into you. God showed me that folks' light bills, when we're trying to do right, folks' light bills, that you know you had a high balance. God said, you're going to get your next bill and your bill going to be half of that. And you're going to wonder what happened. God said, I'm getting ready to get into the computers. For those who's doing my will and doing right, I'm getting ready to put extra money in your check. Ain't nobody going to know where it came from. For those who's doing right, your house no folk going to call you and say, did you know you was a month ahead? God said, your car going to be paid off 2 years early. Because we're trying to line up with his word and line up with his way. We ain't going to understand. But God said, I'm going to start making transfers in 2011 for those who's trying to line up with my way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know who it is, but there's a woman right now on this line. There's a woman on this line who has tried salvation over and over and over again. They do have a relationship with God, but it seems like the enemy attacks them on every hand. As soon as they come out of one test, the enemy sends another test, trying to convince them that there's no way for them to get to the next level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And every time they make up their mind to do right, here come the devil to do something to almost take every bit of wind out their sail. As soon as they say, Lord, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it this time. Here comes the enemy attacking, and he attacks very, very personal parts of their life, like their children. He attacks things like their health. But I hear the Lord say he's getting ready to give you the strength, woman of God, whoever you are, and I know you hear me. God said he's getting ready to give you the strength this year, that he's getting ready to reclaim dominion for you. You get ready to have total victory over the enemy, and the enemy's assignment for your life is being canceled before this year is out. Hallelujah. And the thing that the enemy wants had authority in your life. God said to tell you it's over. God said to tell you it's over, and it can be over tonight. You don't have to wait till the 31st. It can be over tonight. And God said when the new year roll in, the newness of your walk with him, the newness of your authority is going to roll in, and it's up there in the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You woman there, my God, the Lord is speaking. You woman there who's struggling with your body. Sometimes you can't hardly get out of bed because there's such a spirit of fatigue that's over your body. You don't have enough strength to even get out the bed some mornings. God said he's getting ready to renew your strength. He's getting ready to do a metamorphosis in your body.
Thank
I see somebody's blood count. Their iron is coming up. Praise God. God said he's getting ready to do something in the blood. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I see somebody who's in chronic pain. Seems like almost 6 days out of the week they're in pain. In their back, in their leg area. God said he's getting ready to do a healing in your body. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to perform
Hallelujah.
A healing. Hallelujah.
Thank
in your
you,
body. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister Sherry, you still on the line, honey?
Yes.
God said turnaround time for you.
Yes.
God
yes.
can
Come
turn
on.
Some things around for you.
Thank you,
God
Lord.
Said he's heard your prayer and your petition. and he's seen your tears, and God says, turn around time. He's getting ready to turn some things around in your life. And God said he's getting ready to give you power in certain areas to turn some things around yourself. God said he's getting ready to give you newfound power, hallelujah, operate. Because the Lord said he's gifted you. God said he's gifted you. Praise God. And God said he's getting ready to give you newfound power and authority walk in the calling by which God has given you. Praise God. And many of the things that tried to keep you entangled or held down in this last past year, God said it's going to lose its authority. It's going to lose its authority. And you're going to walk in a greater dimension. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm going to start with caller starting with 732 number. I want you to ask the apostle whatever you want him to say, and then after you, I'm going to start with the next person to ask Mr. John Wilkins.
Hello. My name is Brianna Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Titiana is my spiritual sister.
Okay.
My question to you, you pretty much covered it already. As far as my dreams and everything are concerned, I have dreams and visions of things that happen before they happen.
Yes.
I've been called since the age of 13, mm-hmm. and I've been running ever since. And now I'm to a point where I'm done with running. I'm basically just saying yes to your will, yes to your way, God.
Yes, yes.
You know, anything that you will have for me to do, I'll do it, Lord, with no questions.
Hallelujah.
I'm 20 years old. I'm a single mom. I just want to do his will now. So my question to you is, there's really no question. Really, you answered it all.
I would like to add, the Lord wants you to keep a tablet that you don't write anything else in except for these dreams that he gives you, because sometimes the Lord is going to show you some things and some people that you have not even seen yet, and you won't see them until after you have the dream. So God said he wants you to keep that just set aside for you to write these things down, because some you won't even remember as the day goes on all the way. But God says you write them as soon as you awake. God said he's going to allow it to be revealed to you, and he's going to use you in that way. And God says when you start being real fluent and being obedient, God says you're going to experience a financial overflow in your life, a financial, and he's going to meet every need. You're going to see God meet every need and every petition and request you have financially. God says he's going to meet it for your obedience. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Do you have anything else you want to ask from Sister Brianna?
No, that's really about it. Thank you so much, man and God. I
bless
everything.
Bless you, woman of God. God
thank
bless
you so
much.
The next caller will be asking a question to Minister John Wilkins. Your number is 614-204.
I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Evangelist Santia Wallace, praise God.
Praise God.
Man, I mean, really, Apostle, you covered so much.
Praise God.
It's funny because that's what the Lord has been speaking to me, you know, with regards to just being for real about where we are with God.
Hallelujah.
Because his kingdom will be done, and whether you're going to be a part of it or not, he's saying his kingdom is getting ready to be done on earth.
Amen.
That just confirmed that is, you know, I knew it was God anyway, so I just thank God for confirmation.
Hallelujah.
That it's definitely him speaking in this hour to his people. But, I mean, whatever you guys may see from me, if God is putting anything in your spirit and you want to share, definitely, I'm willing to listen, but, you know, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, God be the glory. I'm just, yeah. If God puts anything, if you have anything in your spirit you would like to share, that's fine. I'm listening. Just whatever God puts on your heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I can say I feel this deeply in my spirit and reckless to you, my sister. Be prepared for a vast group of people coming your way. Be prepared because these people are not going to be your average type of people. And I really feel that God is, like, really getting ready to move you to a place of more so counseling rather than just preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching is going to happen, but there are going to be a lot of people that are going to start coming your way, and some of them you're not going to know. They're just going to come to you and just start asking you questions about their lives. So be prepared in that area, and the best way to be prepared in that area is, as you always have done, acknowledge God. There are going to be some divorced women. There are going to be some battered women. There's going to be some misused men and some men that's just been looked over and counted out. And they're going to need your guidance on how to walk the walk. And if for some reason it's not going to come through to them by anybody else. They're going to hear the word from somebody else, but it's going to come clear when you talk to them.
My God.
So clear when these people come.
My God, obviously that has already been, he's been doing that. That's, yeah. How that? Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
It's real strong. And I feel that everything Apostle was saying about being real, that's going to be the key. That's going to be, because a lot of times, like Apostle said, we sometimes hide behind what used to embarrass the old church. But all of our shortcomings and everything like that is what made us to be the saints and the Christians that we are today. Jamal Bryan preached a sermon, and he was talking about Samson, and everybody was talking about how, you know, they seem to automatically jump to the end part of the story, but they didn't jump to the beginning part of the story, where what will show you what led him to making the bad choices, the bad decisions. And it would be so wrong of us to, you know, castigate and judge somebody based off of the aftermath when we don't even see what happened before they got to that choice or that decision. So, and in your counseling, that's going to be very intricate and very important for you to just be real with them.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
In this day and age, raw and uncut is the best way. The sinners and even some of the so-called saints that we deal with on a daily basis, because things have been sugar-coated for so long, it's like they're looking for it. That's exactly what they're looking for, somebody that's going to be real with them. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're just going to give it to them raw and uncut.
All right.
Yeah.
Find more confidence in God about your past, so that you'll be able to share with them and help to bring them into the light.
Amen.
Okay, everybody, we only actually got 6 minutes that they're giving me airtime plus 10 more minutes. So what I'm going to do is I am going to let everyone introduce themselves real fast and quick. If anyone of these men of God get anything for either one, I'm going to call them men of God to give you what God is saying, because real soon they're going to cut. They actually only got like 15 more minutes on the air. They gave me 10 minutes over, because actually it's 7 o'clock. We're supposed to be off. So I'm going to have everybody to introduce yourself, where you're calling from. If Apostle or men of God can get anything for you, I'm going to call their name, and they can give you what God is saying to you, so everyone on here can get what God is saying for their lives. Caller number 6-325-4099. Say where you're calling from and who you are.
This is Michelle Simpson and Russia Powell.
Praise the Lord.
I have something for the Apostle Robinson.
Yes.
Hold on a second, Michelle. Let everybody say something first, and then I'll make sure you be the first one, because we only got 5 more minutes before we're off the air.
So let everybody
say who they is, so if he got something for them too, they can get a word as well. I'll make sure you be the first one. Okay. Caller number 7757, number 74.
Where is these numbers coming from?
I see everybody's number. I'm the radio show host. Caller number 7757-7481.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, number 8.
870-278-2161. My name is Tawanda Ross, and I am from Benton Harbor, Michigan, actually.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Number 9, 321-225-1659.
Hello, woman of God. This is Apostle Purdue.
Praise the Lord. Now, I know you definitely been wanting to talk to Apostle Mike. Apostle Michael, this is the woman I...
The man is off the chain. Man of God, you are targeting everything, confirmation, all the way down to the bone. I just love how you flow in the spirit, both of you apostles. I love how you flow in the spirit. And a lot of things that you said was confirmation to what God had given me not before last. So keep on flowing.
Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you, woman of God.
Caller number 9, you're calling from 321-225-1659.
That's the same one.
Okay, caller number 10, 925-0532.
This is Sister Patricia Johnson. I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Caller number 11-369-6134.
Sister Tony Young calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All right.
Praise the Lord, Sister Tony.
Hey.
Caller number 12-363-5777. Okay. Caller number 13-876-8477. Caller number 14, I know this, it is my mom, 927-5871.
Sherry Wilder from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Amen.
Now, this is all the callers online, and right now it's actually 720 people listening from their computers, from their cell phones, and from other things right now. So this is recorded live, and they're listening to everything that you're saying. So Apostle Michael, Michelle wants you to say something to her first, and after her, then I'm going, whenever one of these women on the line or men on the line that you want to have something to say, y'all have exactly 13 minutes to do it before we get cut off.
Okay, sister, was it Sister Rochelle?
Michelle.
Sister Michelle.
And Rochelle
okay.
on here.
Both of them. And then I think, Sister Sherry, did you have something after them?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Rochelle and Michelle, both of them, my girls. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thank God for you, Apostle Robinson, how you pushed me into my destiny. How
Bless you,
you know, I just like how you just, like, really make people walk into their calling and do what God
Amen.
Has called them to do. But I'm just saying, what do we do when people in high places scandalize your name?
Okay. Well, honey, that's a good question. Number one, I'm going to tell you, when people in high places scorn you or mock you, number one, know that you're in position with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy, once we become of greater value to God, the enemy can't bother us on low levels anymore. But the more our value increases, the higher the attacks will come. But God say, as for many, did you all understand when I said that? The greater the call in your life, the higher the attacks will come. And what you do, and see, this is the integrity that God is trying to give the body of Christ. No more fighting, no more bickering, no more arguing, no more playing power play with the Spirit of God, no more of that. God says, walk humbly in integrity. And the Bible says that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. When you're dealing with people in high places that's scandalizing your name and spreading things, God say, turn up your praise even higher and concentrate on your focus more. Hallelujah. Concentrate on your focus and your call more. And God said he's going to take care of the enemy. God never intended for us to waste time with the enemy. God said he wants all our time used for him, and he'll take
Amen.
Care of the enemy.
Amen.
And you keep walking, sister. I see greatness all over you, okay? It looked like you just come out of a cocoon. And God said he finna allow your wings to just span like never before.
Glory
and you're going
to
flow in a place with God. Hallelujah. You didn't even think it was possible for God to use you the way he's getting ready to use you, woman of God. And I'm glad for you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Apostle.
Yes,
Robert.
Go ahead. Yes.
Apostle, hold on a second, Mom. Let me, Apostle, don't want a second. Apostle, do you not know what you just said to her about the cocoon? Yes. Well, I told her that the Lord used me to let 2 years ago. That's confirmation. That's all I want to say. I never knew that. Well, praise God for confirmation. Did he, Michelle? Yes, he did. Hallelujah. 2 years ago. That's all. I'm about to run around here, and I'm trying to control myself. We got 15 minutes. So go.
Oh, they happy. Hallelujah. Sister Sherry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Apostle Robinson.
Yes,
you know, dear. You really spoke of some things that I have been going on in my life, and
praise God.
And you have really came to the head of it.
Hallelujah.
And that's so ironic how you brought it straight out. You know, just before
Hallelujah.
I got on the show. And it's something I've been going through. And it's something I need for everyone to pray for me, and that's humbleness.
Yes.
And every time I get ready to come to the Father, you know,
yes,
it's always the enemy. And then I bite off into it, and I'm tired of biting off into something that I know that's the enemy's work of doing.
Yes.
So, you know, I have to change my people, places, and things, just like y'all. I think it was Pastor, you or Pastor Wilkerson was talking about peoples and men and everyone that's coming into your life that's not of God.
Yes.
And it's something that I'm working on right at this time and moment. Now, do you have a word for me?
Yeah. You know what, daughter? The Lord, I will say this. The Lord is pleased with this part of your life. You're always honest with God about where you are, what you're dealing with, and that really touches God. And again, that's the area that we're in right now. We're in the area where God is saying, you know what? It doesn't matter what people are going to be saying. Be honest with me. That's what God is saying. And, you know, for so many years, the church has let me hurry along because I time. The church is we like we said, we want to hide in the things we're dealing with because nobody would understand. But God says he sees you right where you are. And as I said to you before, there are some areas that God said he's going to allow you. He's going to allow you to be victorious in, praise God. And there are people who love to be around you. And I can see in the spirit, people call on you when you don't even feel like being bothered with them. But they still call on you. People always want to be around you. They want to associate themselves with you because you have that drawing power. But God says before this year is out, God said he wants to set up a new covenant with you. He wants to set up a new covenant and a new agreement with you. He wants you all
Amen.
To go into a new contract together. And he said all those things that don't belong in your life, that's hindering your walk with him, God says if you push that stuff to him, he said he's going to take care of it. And you're not going to have to hardly use any energy at all. God says, I'm going to do it for you because you're in the right position.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I see some in about 6 months, I don't know where it is, but I see some money coming your way. In about 6 months, I see some money being released to you. It's going to help you do some things that you really want to do and you've been wanting to do. And it's going to give you a financial break from some things in about six months.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord, God.
All right, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, my God.
It was something, you know what, it was meant for me to be on this phone tonight. I usually be sleep or something. I'm not able. My daughter invite me all the time, but, you know, I be sleep or something. You know, Satan try to put me to sleep before the time comes, but not tonight. Was not tonight.
You got total victory
Thank
tonight.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, we have Apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Man of God, there are some things that I want to talk with you in privacy because apostles, we understand each other. And I wanted to talk to you and prophecy if I could. And if the co-pastor, assistant pastor, where my girl that graduated to, could give you my number and everything. So because you hit on a few things that I'm dealing with. But once again, you know, I'm a private person, but then again, I'm not a private person. But I just need some clarification on some things.
Oh, I understand. That's enough said, honey. Yeah, she can set the call up when I get done because I'm going to stay at my office for a while.
Okay, thank you so very much. Sis, I love you. Congratulations, and I'm proud of you. And you all have a blessed holiday.
You too, Apostle Burnett.
Yeah.
God bless you. She's a Black Essence Award winner too, everyone. She won a Black Essence Award with me back in October.
Amen.
Praise God. Anyone else on here before we almost out the air in another 10 minutes? So anyone
something
else on
like
here?
To say on the air.
Tashana
Wiley.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, Tashana Wiley. I am so, so very proud of you.
Hallelujah.
I am this. I talks about you as my oldest daughter all the time. You have came a mighty long way, and I thank God for you and what you
Hallelujah.
Are doing and how you are running. You running, baby. You running with everything within you, and I thank God for it. I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say that to you.
That's
on the
beautiful.
Air.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. That really touched me because,
I
don't have to say what I say on the air because it's really no one business, but to hear that coming from you, that touched me. So I'm already in class. So, you know, I thank God that he allowed me to move forward and not stop.
Yes.
In spite of when the enemy tried to kill me, in spite of when people
yes.
try to...
Mm,
and
oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Like with the twins, Acts and Apostle, I know what it's like when church people and people who leadership put you down and talk about you and stomp on you like you mud. But I thank God for him allowing me to one day to go pay my bill and allow a man of God to begin to tell me it's about God's
yeah.
business, not about RAC business, but it's about
Amen.
God's business.
Amen.
And begin to see life because I was dying. I know it's like to die
Amen.
In a dry place, but I thank God that everybody put their name, their mouth on me and scandalized me and said I'll never make it and I'll never be nothing. I thank God
yes,
for allowing
Lord.
Me
yes.
to do everything that they
Amen.
Said
thank
I couldn't
you,
do.
Hallelujah.
So that really touched me from coming
thank
from you.
Thank you,
so,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, I wanted to say something to the apostle. This is Rochelle.
Okay.
Apostle.
Yes, dear.
And the other minister, too, that was just right on time, y'all know, just what we needed. I'm saying that was really like confirmation.
Hallelujah.
Just speaking to God like never before. I mean, y'all really... enlighten me on something for today.
Hallelujah.
I am so happy. You know what I'm saying? I am so happy like never
yeah.
before. Like, I like what you were saying. Just be honest with God and just be
yeah.
honest.
Yes,
and be willing to live safe every day. Because,
yeah.
you know, like you said about people's judging, it don't matter what people say about you. So
Amen.
We can
Come on now.
And I thank God for Tashana always telling us that.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I just thank God for, you know, you just speaking into our life and just, you know, believing in
Amen.
Us. We didn't believe in ourselves and when nobody believed in us. But, you know, you saw something great in us. And we really thank you for that.
That's beautiful.
Amen. Thank
you.
Amen.
Not only that, but when we was in the conference revival, and when Tashana told me to run around that church, I'm here to tell you that Monday I will be getting my house. I am no longer
hey.
Home.
Hey. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hey, God. I don't got no
Jesus. Yes.
Faithful. She's doing an awesome job, and they're just doing phenomenal things. The fourth Sunday belongs to them, so y'all be praying for them. She's been faithful. The Lord has brought her through many things. Hallelujah. And she sowed into a lot of people's lives. So the Lord has favored her with such a rich position, and already she's doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Lord is just blessing her. He's blessing her. And we thank God for her.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got four more minutes, everybody. It's like we're gonna be on here all night.
We need 20 more minutes.
I wish we can get to it. We probably can get it, but it won't be recording. But we can get it. We probably can get. Maybe I could text the owner and get about 20 more minutes. Everybody's not recording, but I'm texting them I'm gonna text them right now.
No, that's
okay. I'm gonna text him and see can we get about 20 more minutes. But I'm telling you, I told everybody they didn't want to miss this show. Tonight was going to be a night that God would begin to just speak and do some change in our life. And I knew ever since I was in Nashville, I prayed to God, and God gave me the idea to do a show today and tomorrow. The Lord told me exactly what the people to do it, and I told Mr. John Wilkins, my spiritual brother, I praise God for him. I told him, I said, man of God, it won't be a king with riches. If you an apostle, at least don't be on there doing it. It won't be a king with riches
bless
show.
I love
that, brother. I'm telling you, you two men of God, I want to say this unto you. You two men of God are a powerhouse. I'm telling you, y'all are forced to be reckoned with. Y'all kind of like Paul and Silas. Every time y'all get together, y'all do some mighty things on the TV airwaves, on the radio. So I want y'all to know it's an honor and a privilege to be your spiritual daughter and your spiritual sister, because God is taking y'all higher. And eyes have not seen nor either have ears have heard, even have heard them in the things that God's going to do for y'all life. You think you're doing something right now, you ain't seen nothing yet, and the best is yet to come. And I'm telling you, whatever you want God to do, you open up your mouth, you cut the back of the four webs, you tell the east wind to bring your supernatural miracle, you tell the west wind to bring your finances, you tell the north wind to uphand and answer your ministry, and you tell the south wind to give you the desires of your heart, and watch God do whatever you ask the winds to do. Hey, God, don't
stop. Hallelujah.
God,
Hallelujah.
The winds to do because of your command, because you spoke a word, and it is so.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, it's such a blessing to know two men of God that hears the word of the Lord and begin to speak life, and it be so on point.
It's rare
these days, and I thank God for being in the ministry. I thank God just for even having the spiritual brothers. I thank God for this radio show. I thank God for all you people that received the text message, received the emails, and called in on tonight. I thank God for all my listeners, who 700 listeners, who listen on tonight and made Blog Talk Top 20. I was in Las Vegas, and the owner hit me up and said he wanted me to be have my own show for doing somebody a show. And see, the Bible said in Deuteronomy 28, that's a blessing shall overtake you. So I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You, you're sitting down in your bed, and you get a call about a blessing. You could be sitting down eating, get a call about a blessing. The blessing shall overtake you.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you can move forward and won't be stopped. God will do so many great things that your mind will be blown back. I told the Lord this morning, Lord, you've been doing so many great things 2010. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in 2011. I'm just anticipating and waiting and excited about what you're going to do. Because you already did a transition. You already did a transformation, and you transfer the spirit can't wait to see what you're going to do for 2011.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. I can't wait to Friday. It's like we already had Friday yesterday. So I'm excited about what he's going to do.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is doing great things. And I just want to say this, and then I'm going to let the men of God finish off. But to all you women and people out there listening on tonight, for all of you who feel that you're sitting on the pews and you feel that you're being overlooked and you're spiritually dying and you feel that your leaders don't see you and you feel nobody don't see you and you want somebody to just to see what you have inside you and everybody overlook you and everybody talk about you and you feel that you can't make it, I want you to know that the devil's a lying and defeated foe, that you can make it, and that God will send somebody your way to speak life into those dry bones. God will send somebody your way to say, roll away the stone and call you by name so you can come forth so the Lazarus can live. God will send somebody your way to see inside of you and stir up your gift. God will send somebody your way who will see the best in you when everybody else saw the worst in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that you can move forward and that greatness and excellence and prosperity is all over your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God can do it for me, surely the Lord lives. God can do it for you. You just got to know and trust and believe. And the apostle, you didn't notice, but I shared this with a couple of the women on the phone today. Last Sunday when you were giving away promotions, you see, I was crying for everybody. I was crying for Superintendent Jackson. I was crying for Pastor Ward. And when you were saying, you know, you got another, you know, another associate pastor, I didn't have a clue with me. I was crying for whoever it was because I just was excited because I know if you're doing it for them, I know you're doing it for me. See how God do? He set you up already for your own setup. See, I was sitting up there crying like a baby, not knowing that I was crying for my own self. See, that's why the Bible says rejoice when someone else get a blessing. Because when you're rejoicing for them, you don't even know you might be rejoicing for your own self. Come on, somebody. You need to stop having hate on and stop hating on somebody. Why is he always getting this? Why he always getting it? You need to thank God, praise God for him, because you next in line for your blessing. You next in line for your promotion. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
You next in line for your promotion.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That's what happened to me. I was crying for everybody and excited and running and not even knowing for my own self.
Thank you, Jesus.
How God will do you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we serve. So from this day forth, not another day, don't ever doubt God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will surely direct your path. Trust Him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Trust Him all in all, even when you think the promise is dead. I did not know why I wrote that title, but it is real. It is real when people talk about you. It is real when they laugh at you. It is real when they think you can't make it. It is real when they think they kill you. It is real when they think you're down in a dump. It is real because God has put a crown on your head, and you will walk in royalty. You will walk with excellence. You will walk in prosperity and success because God says so. Hallelujah. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, and you are stamped and been bought by the blood of Jesus, and nothing like it come against the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Right now. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
But know that you is a warrior, a conqueror, a trailblazer. Know that you are a king and queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness and being found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny. Know that you are moving forward and you won't be stopped because there's something in your future and it looks much better than it looks right now. Know that you will attain wealth. Know that your hands is anointed and appointed to lay hands on whatever you want and open up your mouth and you shall attain it. Go possess the land that the Lord God has given you, a land flowing with milk and honey. I don't think y'all heard me. Milk and honey.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I hear you,
Jesus. No more lack, no more doubt, no more unbelief, no more thinking you can't make it, no more not looking before. Hold your head up high. You've been hollering down too long. Hold your head up. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Look unto the hills which come in all your help. Your help come from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Every guy shall back. Hallelujah.
You better do it.
hungry. And I said, okay, Lord, let me see what he said. I want some fish. I went to that store and got some fish, and I'm telling you, it blessed my life. I never forget what I said. Well, I want me a pie. I went and got him a sweet potato pie, and I'm telling you, I got a $9,000 check in the mail. Unexpectedly. I'm telling you what God will do. It had everybody in there want to get some pie. I'm telling you because they knew that God was blessing lives. I'm telling you, whatever the men and women of God tell you to do, you better do it by faith, and you will see the manifestation just like in the Bible days from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, the Bible said in Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord, and all your plans will succeed and prosper. So I commit everything you do to God. Whatever it is, I don't care if you want a restaurant. Praise God for your restaurant. I don't care if you're an author of a newspaper. You praise God. I don't care if you work in a store.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, commit your work to the Lord. Every business I got, every endeavor I got is all around God. Everything I do, because if you commit your work to the Lord, it got no choice but to prosper. He got the
honor
of his word.
Come on.
You are a spoken word of God, and you will not return to the Lord void, and it will fill the purpose which you will fit. If God said it, you better believe, baby, God is going to do it and fulfill it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Oh, Jesus.
It's time. So it's time now. It's time to increase your faith.
Yes.
It's time.
Hallelujah.
I can't wait.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Apostle, we only got the man of God said that we only have 5 more minutes for somebody else to get my spot. So I want y'all to just close up what God is saying. And tomorrow, everyone, it'll be another one on here. It'll be Queens with Riches. And it'll be Women of God on here speaking to what the Lord is saying to the women for 2011. So tune in tomorrow at 6 o'clock. It'll be some powerful women of God that will be on here. So I'm telling you, if you want to get round 2 of this, I'm telling you, call in on tomorrow at the same number at 6 p.m., the Eastern Standard Time.
Amen. Well, I just want to say God bless you all. It was an honor to be able to serve the people of God and give them what God has given me. You all blessed me tonight. Associate Pastor, you blessed me tonight. And all of you great evangelists and women and prophetess of God and men of God, Minister Wilkins, always a pleasure serving God with you, my brother. And you all remember that this is a year of transition, transformation, and transfer. So I encourage each one of you to keep looking at your bank accounts daily, seeing when God is going to show up and do something phenomenal. Some faith people.
I need some faith people
to believe that, to keep checking their bank account, keep checking their car note status, keep checking to see when God's going to show up.
Because
he's going to do some phenomenal things in this upcoming year. It's been a blessing to serve with you all. Thank you. Please pray for the apostle and pray for the temple. But only those who know the righteous work of prayer do I desire your prayers. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile on you.
Amen.
Yes.
Apostle, tell them what's going on Fridays. Tell everybody what's
Friday
going on
Friday night. Good Lord Almighty, those who's in the area, you don't want to miss it. And this woman is not fibbing about that pie. I told her, I said, if the man of God said, bake me a cake, you get me a pie. I said, watch God. She brought that pie and that big check came. She testified about it. My whole desk was lined up with pies that next week. Everybody wanted to bring me a pie and see if their check was on the way. Hallelujah. So you mail me one if you want to. 1921 East Empire, Benton Harbor, Michigan, 49022. Hallelujah. But God is moving. It is a blessing to be obedient to the men and women of God. But on Friday night, the Lord has blessed us, and he does it every year. As Paul did, we're anointing handkerchiefs to be a token of your faith, of God doing some magnificent things in the coming year. I've been fasting. The prayer warriors have been fasting, and they're praying over them. They'll be here at the temple. Just bring your cloth. I'm going to anoint it if there's not some already here. And also we'll have bottles of blessed oil squeezed from the olives to keep in your home. And it's done just as the Bible says, with frankincense and myrrh. We do it exactly the scripture way. Praise God. And it's a token of your faith. And the Bible says that when you apply the oil the way the Bible says you should, the Bible says you should see manifestations of God. Praise God. You should even see your sick healed. Amen. So bottles of oil will be here on Friday night, and it's going to be a deliverance service. We're not just talking about resolutions. We're talking about shaking things off, cutting things loose, cutting cords that's had us bound, and we're going into the new year ready to take a flight we've never took before. So if you're in the area, you don't want to miss it. Start at 10 o'clock. We'll have high praise and worship service, and then we'll go into the prophetic word of God. And all the pastors and ministers will be sharing on that night as well. And then I'll give the New Year address, and then we'll all break bread and have breakfast together, homemade biscuits, praise God. So come on, fellowship with us when you're in the area, and see and watch God do some phenomenal things for you.
Amen.
Amen.
What's up, Minister John? 1921 East Empire. Mr. John, you got something to say before we get off the air?
Well, I just bless the Lord for this opportunity. I want to tell you that my spiritual sister. It's one thing to have brothers and sisters on the walk, but if you got some that actually will call and check on you, make sure that you're doing all right, it's an extra blessing. So I just want to thank God for all the listeners and check us. Everybody that's a part of this, the man of God that put this thing on, I even thank God for him. And I posted on Facebook a couple of days ago. I had to learn how to be thankful and grateful for other people receiving their blessings. And I found out that I do that, then that's when God, in turn, would show up and show out on some things that I never even expected him to show up and show out on. So when my sister called me and told me about the good news about her promotion, it was already in my spirit anyway. So I just,
hallelujah.
Like I said, I just really want to just thank God for everything. And Apostle Robinson, you already know you're a fireball. And anytime I need an extra spurt, I'm going to come and see you.
God bless you, man.
Amen.
Hello?
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank God for all of you who have tuned in, all of you who are listening right now through your internets and your cell phones and your iPods, MP3 players, wherever you're listening to over the airwaves. I thank God for you. It's been a blessing to have this radio show for the last 6.5 months. I thank God for it. And I'm telling you, 2011, I am loyal to you listeners. It's going to be even better. I'm telling you, this is only the beginning for what God is going to do in 2011. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come, and the blessings won't stop. We are blessed by the best, who's a king of our lives. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that you are sons and daughters of the King of the Most High God. On tomorrow, I want you all to tune in at 6 p.m. Call in at 917-889-7059 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TashaunaWiley, all one letter, if you want to listen in through your internet. And also, I want you to come out of Queenwood Ridge to sit in heavenly places. And on Sunday morning at 9:30 on channel 246 and 99, my TV show, Destiny and Purpose Television Overflow, will be on as well. And I just want you to know that I thank God for all of you, and I want you to know that we all want to go higher in God, and we're moving forward and it won't be stopped. I'm your host, Pastor Tashaunna Wiley. You have tuned into Iron Royalty Radio Show, and I will talk to you all later on tonight. And Missionary Bobby, if you are here, call me, because you know we got to pray on tonight. All right, have a blessed day, everybody. God bless you, and I will see you later on. Agape!
Agape!